Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And guess who's with me again? It's Tommy Biffle. And Tommy, last couple of shows we've done, we've talked about fishing and all the good things that went on fishing. But I think one of the things that probably you're noted for more than anything else is the ability to be able to run a boat, to make those long runs, to be able to know how to go through rough water and some of those kind of things. Tell me a little bit and try to give the listeners an idea of, you're setting that boat up and you're trying to find out what are the things you need to have and be ready for that long run.
One of the things that helps you most on long runs is Mercury Optimax. It gets such great fuel mileage that it enables you to make those 150, 200 mile runs, and just on the gas mileage alone, where a lot of guys can't do that. And then Lowrance with the GPS that they have now, like a X15, I've made long runs and never been there before. And with that, especially in like the Delta and those places down there in Louisiana, where there's thousands of creeks running off and all kinds of branches and everything, and you can just run it, load it up on your Lowrance and, make you a 150-mile run and know exactly where you're at. Don't have to worry about getting lost or worry about getting back, and it's just a great tool.
Well, you're talking about efficiency of the boat, and one of the things I think, you talked about fuel economy, which was unheard of in days past. You talked about maybe that boat set up a little bit, but you also talked about GPS, and has that helped? I mean, from an efficiency standpoint, it cuts out some of that guesswork.
Oh, yeah. On a big lake, say Okeechobee or somewhere like that, where it's, 40, 50 miles wide, you can, you think you're going to run straight across the lake and go to the other side. And, without GPS, you take off, and you if you had it plotted or something, you would see that you wouldn't make a straight line. You'd make maybe a big old curve or something where, that GPS takes time off your travel and definitely helps on your fuel mileage.
Well, we got to talk about fog. As an angler myself, without that GPS, I've run that, make a 20-minute run and end up right where I started because of the fog. Does that help you with that as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because in the fog, they need radar on them because, there's a lot of other boats out there on the water and you can't really see them. And, guys are user heads and pretty smart. They won't run wide open. They'll run what they can see. I've made, 100-mile runs in the fog when you couldn't see 30, 40 yards. And, when you're out there without GPS or compass, that's what you do. You end up making a circle and coming right back to where you started from. But I've made a lot of long runs in a lot of foggy conditions that you never could do it without that Lowrance.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why you make those runs. A lot of people ask me, they say, why do you need that big horsepower boat? Why do you need that Ranger, with the big motor on it and Lowrance and GPS and all the things you're talking about? Why do you make those long runs as an angler?
Well, Terry, me, that's my favorite way of fishing is to get away from everybody. And I like to find a place all to myself, and anymore, everybody's kind of finding that out and they're making a lot longer runs. So it just makes me make that much farther run, I think the farthest I've ever run, like 240 miles one way. But, you find those fish over there and then nobody else finds them. You don't have to worry about somebody catching them or messing with you or messing with your fish. So, if you can find a place, it doesn't take very long to catch a good limit of fish.
Well, I also remember a story not too long ago of a tournament down at the Delta that you went about a mile and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And won it.
That's where, I just kind of outsmarted the other guys. Down at New Orleans, you can run for, ever. You can just run to the ocean. You can run forever down there. And everybody wants to do that. So I looked real close to the ramp for some fish, and I found some fish about 100, 200 yards from the ramp and ended up fishing the whole tournament there.
Yeah,
never
what?
Saw anybody.
What a great experience that is because, number one, the fuel economy is wonderful. And then you don't have to worry about the fog and all the other things we've been talking about. Now, you and I had the opportunity to fish the Classic a couple of years ago at High Rock, I think 96 is when Denny Brower won it.
Yeah.
And you were really in the hunt the whole time. And the first day, you said that you had a couple of spots you didn't get a hit. And the second day, you got jumped in the boat, and what happened? Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did we go?
Oh, we went up, we went up where I took you was up a little old creek. And I was really waiting for the right press guy, which happened to be you that day. And, we fished up that little bitty creek to that beaver dam, and then every day I'd catch them up around that beaver dam, but, as you know, we could go on up, once you get the boat over that beaver dam and go on up the creek a little bit farther, you know, I thought we could catch him up there pretty good, and I don't remember if we caught any or not, but I do remember getting out and having to push it back out of that beaver dam.
Now, you haven't told the whole story, and I'm proud of you for that, because, you know, we had to strip down there, and we were concerned about camera boats and all that kind of stuff, but we had to end up barefooted, push off a beaver dam. We almost didn't make it back to the weigh-in, did we?
Yeah, that's a little bit rough, wasn't it? It was a close call. I mean, I made a 100-mile run over at Kentucky the other day, and you had to be in at 3. And at 3 minutes and 45 seconds, I checked in.
So you were cutting it close.
15 more seconds, and I'd have been a minute late. No boy that was checking us in said, you were cutting it kind of close, weren't you? And I said, well, you wouldn't believe where I came from.
Well, you know,
I run that Mercury and Ranger just as hard as you could run them for 100 miles, but I got back.
Well, if you think back, and I got another occasion, we were in that same tournament, and you ran into over the top of a mud flat, and you told me that you had to raise the motor completely up, and you slid in. Mm. Well, we just about went in the timber.
Yeah, that's, you know, I like to get where people say you can't get. You know, that's one of my deals. I'll go to the lake, and I'll ask the locals, you know, about this and that, and they say, oh, you can't go over there. You can't get up that river. Well, that's where I try to go.
Well, there's no question about it. Most generally, when you do get there, you do very, very well. And I know that as an angler, you know, one of the things as boat drivers, you're very, very safe. You know, one of the things we talk about is sometimes we think about it being a little crazy, but you're also very, very safe when it comes to being out there on the water and making sure that your partner's safe as well.
Yeah, you know, I've run boats all my life, and I've had a lot of fast boats and been in every kind of water that I guess you could be in. You know, one of the worst places was New York, and 14, 15 foot waves, and I went 70, 80 miles each way on that tournament. And, you know, tournaments like that, you wish that you're glad when you get there and you're glad when you get back, but you don't know if you'd do it again. But I've been in, you know, about every kind of situation I believe you can be in.
Well, I'm going to ask you the tough question, and we'll give you a little chance to think about it, is, you know, when you talk about those long runs and some of the things that have occurred, you know, the idea of being in the most miserable conditions, what would that be? Is it snow? Is it raining? You know, when you're making those long runs, is it high winds? What are some of the things you'd really just dread?
Well, you know, either high wind is real bad because it's really rough and it beats you up real bad. But, you know, if you're going to make a long run and it's sleeting or snowing or just raining where it's, you know, around 32 degrees and it's rain, those conditions are about the worst.
Well, as you look back at your career, you know you've had a great one, Tommy. You know, we look back at a lot of second places. You've had a lot of victories as well, but there's been three or four second place finishes. One was in an FLW championship, and coming up here not too long is the Jacobs Cup, and second place isn't what you're shooting for, is it?
No. I've had five classic finishes in the seconds, and you know, I don't want to have any more of those. I want to win one, and this one make up for it. If I could win the one at Richmond, I'd be happy.
You know, you think about it, second place to a lot of people would be just everything, would cap off a career. But to you, you want to get that final big championship win, the FLW championship. You finished second to Davey Height. The year Brian Kershaw, who is a Federation angler, won it, you thought you had that one. You got second in that one. Those are two of the big ones that I remember.
Yeah, and then Fritz has beat me, and Dion has beat me, and, you know, I've had 5 seconds, and, you know, second's better than third, but it's not like first.
No, not at all. Well, I wish you the best of luck, as always, and I appreciate you doing these shows with me, and be prepared here very quickly, because Bass Fan Radio is going to be on the Internet as well as here on WJBC and in Bloomington, and we're going to have a good opportunity to have you on many, many more times.
Okay, that's great, Terry. I'm glad to hear that. Bass Fan is a great source for, you know, people at home and other anglers to get on there and see what's going on and everything, and I get on it and check it out all the time.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.